Buses are dropping off illegal aliens at NJ train stations due to Big Apple bus restrictions. By Warner Todd Houston on January 1, 2024. New Jersey officials are reporting seeing illegal aliens being dropped off by buses at train stations where they are catching trains to continue traveling into New York City on the tail of a series of restrictive measures enacted by Big Apple Mayor Eric Adams aimed at limiting migrant buses from entering the city. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy's office is reporting that several cities have seen buses dropping off illegal aliens at NJ Transit train stations where they have boarded trains to finish their journey to New York City. Our administration has tracked the recent arrival of a handful of buses of migrant families at various NJ Transit train stations, Murphy spokesperson Tyler Jones told Politico on Sunday. New Jersey is primarily being used as a transit point for these families. All or nearly all of them continued with their travels en route to their final destination of New York City. We are closely coordinating with our federal and local partners on this matter, including our colleagues across the Hudson. Officials in Secaucus, Fanwood, Trenton, and Jersey City all reported that buses have been seen dropping off migrants at train stations in their jurisdictions. It seems quite clear the bus operators are finding a way to thwart the requirements of the New York City executive order by dropping migrants at the train station in Secaucus and having them continue to their final destination, Secaucus Mayor Michael Ganelli said last week. In September, Governor Murphy himself appeared on TV and warned illegal aliens that New Jersey cannot take any more migrants despite the fact that he actively campaigned for the governorship by touting his sanctuary city credentials. This is the same Governor Murphy who as a candidate in 2017 insisted that he would make the entire state a sanctuary state. When Murphy was running against Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, he went all in to pander for votes from those who were enamored with the idea of sanctuary policies. During that campaign, Guadagno spoke directly against sanctuary city policies, saying that polices like them invite danger to a community and reward lawbreaking. But Murphy disagreed and, according to Politico, said that sanctuary policies are about inclusiveness, and claimed that taking in illegals was about the goodness of America and righting the nation's moral compass. Then, during the October 2017 gubernatorial debate, Murphy blasted Guadagno's stance against illegal aliens and promised that if elected, will be a sanctuary, not just city, but state. The newest tactic of buses headed to New York City, most of which are originating in Texas and organized by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, come on the heels of Big Apple Mayor Eric Adams' rules limiting the times, days, and number of buses that may enter the city as well as just where they are allowed to drop off passengers, all in an effort to hamper drop-offs as much as possible without banning them outright. Last week, Adams added that the buses are causing an erosion of quality of life for New Yorkers, and insisted that the city has reached a breaking point. "We're seeing the erosion of the quality of life that we've improved on in such a short period of time of this administration," Adams said, adding, "We've been impacted, for many months. We were able to keep the visualization of this crisis from hitting our streets, but we have reached the breaking point. We no longer are able to do that because of the volume in numbers." Adams' new rules echo similar rules made by another hypocritical, left-wing big city mayor. Brandon Johnson, the mayor of the sanctuary city of Chicago, also quietly passed rules that place heavy restrictions on buses in an effort to prevent them from dropping off illegal aliens in the Windy City. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.